Hello, everyone. Today we continue our series on the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos with the 18th mitzvah, the mitzvah for every person to write a Sefer Torah. Continuing with the block of mitzvos related to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah, the Rambam builds off of the mitzvah from last week. Last week, the mitzvah we discussed was the mitzvah on a king to write an additional Sefer Torah. In addition to the Sefer Torah that is included in the mitzvah that we will learn this week, the mitzvah for every Jew to write a Sefer Torah. So, parenthetically, the reason why the Rambam wrote the king's mitzvah first, even though that's phrased as an additional mitzvah to the more fundamental one of every person to write a Sefer Torah, the reason why the mitzvah of the king comes first is because it's thematically connected to the mitzvah before the mitzvah for a king to write a Sefer Torah, namely Hakel, which we spoke about 2 weeks ago. So the Rambam now discusses the more fundamental mitzvah, the mitzvah on every man to write a Sefer Torah. I want to make a few points. The first is the source for the mitzvah. The source for the mitzvah, the Gemara says, is the pasuk at the end of Vayelech. It is the last mitzvah mentioned in the Torah. The pasuk at the end of Vayelech says, "Va'ata kisvu lachem es hashira hazos," and now you should, Bnei Yisrael, write for yourselves this song, which is generally understood to mean the song of Hazinu. The Gemara says, though, that even though the obligation is to write Hazinu, there is a halacha that you're not allowed to write only one section of the Torah. It needs to be written as a complete work. So therefore, by the Torah commanding us to write the mitzvah of Hazinu, it is in fact de facto commanding us to write down the entire Sefer Torah. Not for now, but it is certainly something to think about why the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah would be phrased in such a strange fashion that the overt commandment is to write Hazinu, and then only by extension or by some technicality are we all commanded to write the rest of the Torah as well. Just something to think about. But that is the source. The Rambam also phrases the mitzvah, "Sheyiyeh l'chol ish mimenu sefer Torah la'atzmo," that every single person should have a sefer Torah for themselves. Now, if we just take the Rambam's language in the Sefer HaMitzvos, it doesn't sound like you actually need to write it. However, later on in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as in his Code of Jewish Law, the Yad HaChazaka, the Rambam does clarify that the actual obligation is to write a Sefer Torah, or to, at the very least, have someone write it for you. Meaning that if someone merely inherits a Sefer Torah, or buys a Sefer Torah, they, according to the Rambam, have not fulfilled their obligation. The only way one fulfills the obligation of writing a Sefer Torah, according to the Rambam, is to either write it yourself or to hire somebody to write it for you. The Rambam doesn't speak about this here, but the Rambam also, in the Yad HaChazaka, mentions that one is not obligated to write an entire Sefer Torah. Obviously, that's better, but at the very least, one needs to either write or help finish writing even one letter, and as long as they own the Torah, then they have fulfilled the mitzvah. This is actually a debate amongst the poskim as to whether a Sefer Torah can be owned bishutfus in a partnership. So, for example, oftentimes as a fundraiser, a yeshiva will have a mitzvah Sefer Torah, will have a ksiva Sefer Torah fundraiser, where all the donors will pay X amount of money and will be able to write a letter in the Sefer Torah. So, strictly speaking, if one wants to fulfill the mitzvah this way, according to the Rambam, the only way to fulfill the mitzvah that way is if the contract that you sign, or the paperwork that you have when you give the money, if it, the contract must stipulate that you actually own the Sefer Torah. And every single person is considered a partner in owning the Sefer Torah. Otherwise, you're just helping write a Sefer Torah, but it's not yours. The second point about Sefer Torah is that the Rambam clearly disagrees with the position of the Rush. The Rush has become relatively famous for asserting that Bizman Hazeh, in contemporary times when we no longer learn halachos purely by reading from a Sefer Torah, instead we have various later texts like the Mishnah and Gemara, and then after the Rush's time we have the Shulchan Aruch and various other laws, you know, books of codification of Jewish law. So according to the Rush, the primary goal of writing down a Sefer Torah is to learn halacha from it. So if we learn halacha from something else, we can fulfill the mitzvah in that way. The Rambam clearly disagrees with that. The Rambam says that the mitzvah is to write it. And you don't fulfill the mitzvah by writing a Gemara, and you don't fulfill the mitzvah by writing a Shulchan Aruch. Rather, one needs to write a Sefer Torah, or at the very least hire someone to write a Sefer Torah for them. And as we said earlier, one doesn't need to either write or pay to have written an entire Sefer Torah. Even a single letter is permitted, according to the Rambam. According to many, many poskim, the arrangement that one has when paying for that letter is that that payment should count as a partnership, as an ownership stake in the entire Sefer Torah. Have a wonderful week.